Best 3D Wooden Puzzle Kits Ranked 2026. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. A 3D wooden puzzle kit is a flat pack of laser-cut plywood sheets you punch out and assemble into a working machine, a clock that ticks, a marble run that loops, a piano that plays, usually with no glue, the parts held by friction joints, wooden pegs, or trimmed toothpicks. Two houses dominate. ROKR Robotime is the cleaner cutting, more beginner-forgiving, better-instructed brand. Ugir's Ukrainian builds the more ambitious all-wood mechanisms, but on rougher plywood that splinters and snaps if you're rough. Avoid going premium first. Ugir's best work is glorious but unforgiving. Puzzle excels none of these, we just point you at the makers. Here's the thing everybody gets wrong about 3D wooden puzzle kits, they call them puzzles, they're not. Puzzle is solved. These are asterisk machines, and the only difference between a finished kit that delights you and one that gathers dust judging you is one unglamorous variable, tolerances. A laser cuts a slot 2.0 mm wide. The tab that goes into it is 2.0 mm thick. Drift the kerf by a tenth of a millimeter and 40 parts in, every single joint is either a fight or a wobble. That's the variable that separates the builders from the people who quit. Marketing copy never mentions it. I do. The category isn't complicated. Two houses on the shelf. ROKR China's Robotime makes the cleaner cutting, more forgiving kits, the ones you hand beginners without guilt. Ugir's Ukraine builds more asterisk ambitious asterisk machines, all wood movements, rubber band motors, combination locks, zero batteries, zero shortcuts. They also cut rougher. Ugir's plywood splinters. The joints are tight enough that undoing a mistake usually means snapping the part. Their own fans will tell you they've set up a free replacement program precisely because breakage is routine. Both have a place, neither deserves to be your first purchase. One thing matters before we go further, Puzzlewick is a fan library, not a store. We don't sell these and we don't take a cut. Every link below goes to the maker or a real retailer. I rank them the way I'd rank them for my own shelf, which means I'll tell you honestly when a beloved kit is a tedious splinter farm dressed up as heritage craft. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is a 3D wooden puzzle kit, and what makes one asterisk mechanical? Strip away the romance and you have a packaging format. Thin wood sheets, laser cut into a parts tree, sold flat. You punch the parts out, the good kits pre-cut clean, the rough ones leave you sanding nubs, read a step-by-step booklet and assemble. That's the substrate. What you build on top of it is where the category splits hard. The dividing line is static versus working. A static kit builds into a shape, a wooden Eiffel Tower, a dragon, a galleon, nice enough, but it's a 3D jigsaw, once it's done. Asterisk mechanical asterisk kit builds a functioning machine. Gears that mesh and turn, an escapement that ticks, a marble run that recirculates, a music box comb that plays, a spring or rubber band motor that drives the whole thing. This guide is almost entirely about the second kind because that's the genre's reason to exist. If a kit's headline feature is that it looks like something, I'm bored. If it asterisk does something, now we're talking. Within working, there's a second axis the brands quietly disagree on, power source. Ugir's is religious about going battery-free, everything moves on rubber band motors, wound springs, gravity. And gear trains, it's a genuine engineering flex and the mechanisms are visible and legible. ROKR is more pragmatic, many of its clocks take a AA for the quartz movement. And its flagship pinball table runs on USB power with electronic scoring, lights, and sound. Purists sneer at the batteries, I don't, as long as the mechanism is honest about what it is. A quartz owl clock that also shows you a working escapement is teaching you something real. A mechanical kit that's secretly just a hidden motor spinning a facade is not. The last thing to understand going in, these are time, not toys. A small kit is an evening, a serious one is a weekend, the pinball table is, realistically, two of them. Buy the kit for the hours of building, not the object at the end, because if you only want the object, you can buy it pre-assembled for less aggravation. The building asterisk is asterisk the product. Static kits are the category's filler, a laser-cut wooden dragon or sailing ship with no moving parts is a 3D jigsaw cosplaying as engineering. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not what this genre is asterisk for asterisk. If the box doesn't promise a mechanism, you're paying mechanical kit prices for a shape. Check the parts tree count, not the piece count. Marketing pieces includes every tiny peg. What actually predicts the build time is the number of laser-cut sheets and distinct sub-assemblies. A 160-piece clock with 3 sheets is a calmer evening than a 220-piece kit spread across 8. ROKR versus Ugir's, which house should you actually trust? This is the question every newcomer asks, and the honest answer is it depends what you value, but the brands have real, consistent personalities, so let me characterize them fairly. ROKR Robotime is the precision and polish house. The laser cutting is clean, the parts pop out with minimal nubs, and this is the big one, the tolerances are forgiving enough that a careful beginner won't fight every joint. The instruction booklets are genuinely good, large diagrams, sane step ordering, parts numbered so you're not hunting. Many kits are glue optional or glue free, and where ROKR uses electronics, clock movements, the pinball table, it's done competently. The trade-off: some ROKR kits lean asterisk decorative asterisk and the engraved part labels on dark wood can be maddeningly low contrast. U-Gears is the engineering purist house. The mechanisms are more ambitious and more asterisk visible: exposed gear trains, rubber band motors, real combination locks, funicular tram mechanics, and it's all wood, no batteries, ever. When a U-Gears kit is done, it's a more impressive machine than its ROKR equivalent. The cost is paid in your patience and your fingertips. U-Gears plywood is rougher and splinters when you punch parts. The joints are brutally tight, so undoing a mistake often means snapping the part, and the brand fastens some assemblies with toothpicks you cut to length, which is fiddly. U-Gears' own fan club is full of people who love the kits and admit they've never finished one without breaking something. The brand will mail you free replacement parts, which tells you how routine the breakage is. So, start with ROKR, graduate to U-Gears. If this is your first kit or a gift for someone who's never done one, ROKR's forgiveness is worth more than U-Gears' ambition. Once you've built a few, have a craft knife, fine sandpaper, and the patience to ease tight joints instead of forcing them, U-Gears mechanisms are the more rewarding climb. Buying a complex U-Gears kit as your asterisk first asterisk build is the single most common way people bounce off this hobby. They hit a snap part on hour 3 and never come back. From the U-Gears fans themselves, longtime builders openly say the plywood splinters and the ultra-tight joints make mistakes nearly impossible to undo without breakage, and that U-Gears free replacement part program exists precisely because snapping a piece is so routine. Love for the mechanisms, clear eyes about the wood. Buy your tools before your second kit: a hobby knife, a nail file or fine sanding stick, a little candle wax or graphite for stiff gears, and tweezers turn a U-Gears build from a fight into a craft. The kits don't always include enough, the difference in finish is night and day. Glue or no glue, fragile or sturdy, what separates a great kit from a frustrating one? Here's where I get opinionated, because the difference between a delightful weekend and a ruined one comes down to four unglamorous build quality variables that no product page foregrounds. 1. Tolerances, the whole ballgame. A great kit's tabs slide into their slots with firm, satisfying resistance, snug, not violent. A bad kit is bimodal, half the joints are loose and wobble, the other half need a mallet, and that inconsistency is what makes people quit. ROKR's tolerances are the more asterisk consistent asterisk of the two majors. U-Gears are tighter on average, which is great when the part survives and disastrous when it doesn't. The tell in reviews, phrases like had to force it and snap trying to remove it. Believe them. 2. Glue versus no glue. No glue friction peg toothpick is the genre ideal, cleaner, reversible, and the moving parts must stay free to function. Both U-Gears and most ROKR mechanical kits are glue-free by design. Some decorative ROKR and Robotime kits ask for a drop of wood glue at stress points, fine, as long as it's not near a moving joint. The rule, glue near a gear is a defect, not an instruction. If a kit needs adhesive to hold its mechanism together, the mechanism was under-engineered. 3. Fragility. Thin laser-cut ply has a grain, and parts with long thin spans, clock hands, gear spokes, comb teeth, the lattice on a marble tower snap along it. U-Gears is the more fragile house, full stop, rougher wood, tighter joints, more breakage. ROKR's acrylic accent parts, piano lids, display panels are a different fragility. They arrive cracked more often than they break in build, and the brands are generally good about replacements. Plan for one broken part on anything ambitious, it's the cost of the format. 4. Instructions, the silent killer. A great booklet numbers every part, orders steps so nothing is blocked later, and shows orientation clearly. A bad one expects you to distinguish two near-identical 18-tooth gears from a Grayskull thumbnail. ROKR's documentation is the category's best. U-Gears is good but assumes more. Read the whole step before you place a single part. Half of all this kit is broken. Complaints are actually a part installed backwards two steps ago. Get those four right and almost any kit is a joy. Get them wrong and even a clever mechanism becomes an evening of swearing at a splinter. Rocker owl clock, LK53, assembled owl-shaped wooden gear clock with Roman numeral dial and pendulum, the dry-fit then seat rule before committing. Any tight joint, dry-fit it halfway to confirm orientation and that it's the right twin part. Only seat it fully once you're sure, because on tight kits, fully seated means permanent. This one habit prevents most snap part disasters. Low contrast engravings are real on darker wood. Several ROKR kits laser etch part numbers that are genuinely hard to read, a documented gripe on the magic piano. Build under bright, raking light and pencil mark parts as you free them so you don't lose track. Which kits actually move? Clocks, marble runs, music boxes, and a pinball table that really plays forget shapes. Let's talk machines, because the working mechanism is the entire reason to choose one of these over a jigsaw. Clocks. The ROKR Owl Clock, LK503 161 PCS, is my benchmark mechanical clock for newcomers. A battery quartz movement keeps real time while the hollowed owl body shows the gear train turning, and there's a spring-driven pendulum and a wind-up timer that actually rings. Reviewers report 2-hour builds and that it works fine and is beautiful. It is the rare kit that's both easy asterisk and genuinely mechanical. Note the honest limit some owners hit. The decorative pendulum doesn't swing forever, it's a display flourish. Not a regulating escapement. Don't expect grandfather clock physics from a 161-piece owl. Marble runs slash kinetic. The ROKR Marble Night City LGA01-294PCS is the kinetic showpiece. A neon-styled tower where marbles ride a lift to the top and gravity feed back down through a looping track for a continuous cycle. When it's tuned, it's hypnotic. The catch and reviewers flag it is that the delicate track and lattice parts demand careful assembly, and a slightly off track means a marble jumps the rail. Budget patience for asterisk tuning asterisk not just building. This is a kit you fettle until the run is reliable. Music boxes. ROKR and its Robotime parent make a deep bench here, all built around a real spring wound music box movement and comb. Standout is the Magic Piano, AMK81-223PCS. The keys play themselves as the cylinder turns and reviewers confirm the music box works great. For something more asterisk automaton, the ROKR Dream Gift Factory 449PCS adds motorized moving parts to the music, a proper kinetic diorama, though it's a 6-star-12-hour build. And the Robotime Vitascope 183PCS is a charming oddball, hand crank it and a tiny strip of film animates like an early movie projector. The pinball table. The ROKR pinball machine EG01-482PCS is the genre's flex. A USB-powered wooden table with working flippers, a spring plunger, live lightan sound effects, and an asterisk electronic asterisk scoring system with an illuminated star indicator. It genuinely plays. It is also the hardest kit here, Robotime says 12 hours, an experienced builder clocked closer to 20, and the satisfaction is hard won with real frustration along the way. It's the centerpiece, not the starter, the all-wood instruments and boxes, U-Gears. If you want a mechanism with asterisk zero asterisk electronics, U-Gears owns this. The hurdy-gurdy 292PCS is an actual playable crank instrument with visible gears working the bow and keys. The treasure box 190PCS and the safe slash book of secrets line are working combination and key locks. Turn the dial, hear it click, open the compartment. These are the most impressive machines in the guide. They're also the ones most likely to draw blood. Worth it for the right builder. U-Gear's hurdy-gurdy working wooden mechanical musical instrument model with hand crank. It plays music, is doing a lot of work in the marketing. Most rocker slash Robotime music boxes use the same off-the-shelf spring wound movement. The wooden kit is the asterisk housing, not the instrument. That's fine and they sound lovely, but you're buying the build and the diorama, not bespoke musicology. The U-Gear's hurdy-gurdy, which is an actual playable instrument, is the rarer real thing. Marble runs need tuning, not just building. Owners of the Marble Night City consistently note the track parts are delicate and a marginally misaligned section drops marbles off the rail. The fix is patience. Seat the track precisely in test run sections as you go rather than at the end. How long do these take and which ones are secretly tedious? Time is the spec nobody reads carefully and everybody underestimates, so let me calibrate it honestly and name the kits that are asterisk tedious as opposed to merely long because those are different sins. The rough tiers. A small mechanical kit, the owl clock, a U-Fidget, a simple music box is 2 to 3 hours, one cozy evening. A mid-kit magic piano, treasure box, tram, a marble run is 4 to 7 hours, realistically 2 or 3 sittings. A flagship Dream Gift Factory 12HRS, pinball machine 12 to 20HRS is a multi-weekend commitment. The manufacturer time estimates are optimistic, they assume nothing goes wrong, no part gets reseated, no break. Add 30 to 50% if it's your first kit or you're a perfectionist. Now long is fine, long is the point. Tedious is the enemy and it shows up in 3 specific ways. First, repetition without payoff, kits with dozens of identical small parts, some marble run lattices, certain large gear assemblies, where you do the same fiddly motion 50 times. Second, frattle-tight combos, the U-Gear signature. When every joint is both delicate and stiff, the build stops being meditative and becomes anxious because each part is a coin flip between seats nicely and snaps. Third, the 20-hour wall, the pinball machine is a marvel, but even its fans describe assembly frustrations stacking up until walking away feels appealing. That's a kit you should asterisk want the long haul on. If you just want a pinball table, this isn't a shortcut to one, which are secretly tedious. The honest list, complex U-Gears kits for impatient people, the mechanism is glorious, the journey is a finger workout. The biggest motorized ROKR dioramas if you don't love repetition, 449 plus parts is a lot of near identical steps. And any delicate marble run, if precise, patient seating isn't your idea of fun, the tuning phase rewards calm and punishes hurry. Conversely, the kits that are long but asterisk never asterisk tedious are the ones with constant mechanical novelty. The owl clock, the magic piano, the hurdy-gurdy if you've got the touch. Each step builds a different sub-mechanism, so you're always learning something, never grinding. The meta point, match the kit to your temperament, not your ambition. A patient detail-loving builder will asterisk enjoy the U-gear's tightness that makes an impatient person miserable. Add 30 to 50% to the box time manufacturer assembly estimates, assume a flawless run. First timers, perfectionists, and anyone who reseats parts should pad the estimate by a third to a half. The pinball machine's 12 hours became 20 for an experienced builder, plan the calendar accordingly. Sort and bag before you start punch parts and group them by step or sub-assembly into bowls or labeled bags before building. 20 minutes of prep turns, where is that one gear tedium into smooth flow, especially on 200 plus piece kits with low contrast labels. Are they durable and which are the best gifts for kids, for splurgers, for value hunters? Durability, honestly. Once assembled and settled, a friction-fit wooden kit is reasonably sturdy as a asterisk display piece, but understand its two weaknesses. First, humidity moves wood. A kit built tight in a dry winter can stiffen or loosen as seasons change, and a marble run that ran perfectly in October may need retuning in July. Second, moving parts wear. Gear teeth on a heavily played pinball or a frequently cranked music box will eventually round off, and these are play with it, not heirloom mechanisms. A light wax or graphite on gear contact points helps. Treat the finished kit as a kinetic sculpture you occasionally maintain, not an indestructible toy. The good news, both majors sell or mail replacement parts, so a snapped piece isn't fatal. Best for kids, read the age rating, it's not decoration. Almost every mechanical kit here is labeled 14 plus, and that's about fiddliness and breakable small parts, not reading level. For genuinely younger builders, U-Gear's coloring model kits, ages 5 plus, and the palm-sized U-Fidgets are the right call, small, cheap, hard to ruin. For a capable 10 to 13 year old building asterisk with asterisk and adult, the ROKR owl clock or a simple music box is a great supervised project. Do not hand a kid the pinball machine or a complex U-Gear's mechanism and expect joy. You'll get a snapped part and tears by hour two. It's the kit people photograph. Earn it after a few smaller builds. It's the kit least likely to be returned with a sigh. Rocker Vitascope LK6 1 hand crank wooden movie projector model that plays film strips 14 plus is about fingers, not brains. The near universal 14 plus rating reflects fiddly, breakable small parts and tight joints, not difficulty of comprehension. A bright, patient preteen can absolutely do a simple kit with asterisk and adult. For solo younger kids, choose U-Gear's coloring kits 5 plus or U-Fidgets instead. Gift the build, include the tools. The kindest version of this gift is the kit asterisk plus a hobby knife, fine sanding stick, tweezers, and a little wax for the gears. It signals you know what the build actually needs, and it's the difference between the recipient finishing happy or stalling on a stiff joint. Final verdict. If you take one thing from a critic who has watched this category fill with shape-shaped filler, buy for the asterisk mechanism and buy for your asterisk temperament asterisk. The genre's joy is a machine you made with your hands that ticks, loops, or plays, so skip the static jigsaws in wood and choose something that moves. U-Gears makes the more impressive machines. The hurdy-gurdy genuinely plays, the locks genuinely lock, but its rough plywood and unforgiving joints make it a graduate sport, not a starter. Match the kit to the patience of the person building it and almost everyone ends up happy. One last reminder. Puzzlewick is a fan library, not a shop. We are nothing on these, there's no markup and no affiliate angle, and every link above goes to the maker or a real retailer. Prices wobble and the brands discount constantly, so treat every figure here as approximate and confirm at the source before you buy. Frequently asked questions. What is a 3D wooden puzzle kit? It's a flat pack of laser-cut plywood or fiberboard sheets, pre-scored into parts that you punch out and assemble, usually without glue, into a working machine. A clock that ticks, a marble run that loops, a music box that plays, a vehicle that rolls. The defining feature of the good ones is that they asterisk do something, not just look like something. Building it is the product. Expect anywhere from one evening to several weekends. ROKR versus U-Gears, which is better? Different strengths. U-Gears builds more ambitious all-wood, battery-free mechanisms, combination locks, playable instruments, funicular trams that are more impressive when finished but use rougher plywood with tight, fragile joints. Start with ROKR, graduate to U-Gears once you have the patience and a craft knife. What's the best 3D wooden puzzle kit for beginners? It builds in about 2 hours, it's glue-free, it's hard to ruin, and it's genuinely mechanical. A quartz movement keeps real time while you watch the gears turn. It teaches the format without the frustration. Do these kits need glue? Mostly no. Mechanical kits from both ROKR and U-Gears are designed to be glue-free, held by friction joints, wooden pegs, or on some U-Gears kits, trimmed toothpicks, and moving parts asterisk must asterisk stay glue-free to function. Some purely decorative kits ask for a drop of wood glue at stress points, which is fine. The rule, glue anywhere near a gear or moving joint is a defect, not an instruction. What's the best working clock or kinetic kit? For a clock, the ROKR Owl Clock LK503, it keeps real time and shows its gear train, for pure kinetics. The ROKR Marble Knight City LGA01 runs marbles in a continuous gravity-fed loop and is mesmerizing once tuned. If you want an all-wood, no-battery mechanism, the U-Gear's hurdy-gurdy is an actual playable instrument and the most impressive machine of the bunch. Are 3D wooden puzzle kits hard to build? It ranges from one easy evening to a multi-weekend slog. Small kits owl clock, simple music boxes are genuinely easy. Mid-kits magic piano tram marble runs take 4 to 7 hours and some patience. Flagships like the pinball machine run 12 to 20 hours and frustrate even experienced builders. The biggest difficulty multipliers are U-Gear's tight, fragile joints and any kit with low-contrast part labels. Read each full step before placing a part. What's the best kit for kids? Mind the ratings, most mechanical kits are 14+, which is about fiddly, breakable small parts, not reading level. For solo younger kids, choose U-Gear's coloring model kits, ages 5+ or palm-sized U-Fidgets. Don't hand a child the pinball machine or a complex U-Gear's kit, that's a recipe for a snapped part and tears. How long do they take to build? Rough tears. Small kits 2 to 3 hours, mid kits 4 to 7 hours, flagships 12 to 20 hours. Manufacturer estimates assume nothing goes wrong, so add 30 to 50% if it's your first kit or you're a perfectionist. The pinball machine's stated 12 hours stretched to 20 for an experienced builder. Buy the kit for the build time, not just the finished object. Are these kits durable? Once assembled and settled, they're sturdy as display pieces, with two caveats. Humidity makes wood swell and shift, a marble run may need retuning across seasons, and moving parts like gear teeth wear with heavy play. A little wax or graphite on gear contacts helps. Treat a finished kit as a kinetic sculpture you occasionally maintain, not an indestructible toy. Both majors supply replacement parts when something snaps. What's the best splurge centerpiece? It's a USB-powered wooden table with working flippers, a spring plunger, electronic scoring, and light and sound, and you actually play it after building. Nothing else in the consumer wooden kit world matches its scale plus interactivity. Earn it after a few smaller builds, it's a 12 to 20 hour commitment. Do the mechanisms really work? Yes, on the well-designed kits. ROKR clocks keep time and show their gears. The magic piano genuinely plays, reviewers confirm the music box works great. The Marble Knight City loops marbles continuously once tuned. The pinball machine really plays with electronic scoring, and the U-Gear's hurdy-gurdy is a playable instrument. The honest asterisks, most ROKR music boxes use a standard spring wound movement housed in the wooden build. And a marble run needs careful tuning or marbles jump the track. Where can I buy them and does Puzzlewick sell them? Puzzlewick sells nothing and takes no cut. We're a fan library that points you at the makers. Buy direct from Robitime/Rocker, Robitime Inline.com, Rocker, Robitime.com and U-Gears, U-Gears Us, or from major retailers like Amazon and Woodcraft. Prices fluctuate and the brands run frequent sales, so the figures here are approximate. Check the maker's current listing before you buy, especially on the pricier kits like the pinball machine.